No, Tom, it's been very, very difficult for everybody concerned. You know, Keith Wyness and Steve Round, who probably brought me to the club, have left. It's been a really difficult time for everybody concerned, you know, with cutbacks and the problems Dr. Tony had. And financially, the club has been well documented that it's found itself in a bit of trouble. Thankfully, Dr. Tony's found the right investment and the right investors who've come into the club, and I've said, take away me out of the equation, because coaches, footballers, players, we come and go. Yeah. For the sake of the football club, I can only say to the supporters out there of Aston Villa, there will be really good times ahead, because the new owners want to do it right. They want to put things into place. And I think they've shown, I've never known a takeover of a club really to happen within 5 days like it did. It's quite remarkable. You can't buy a house in 5 days. So it shows you how determined they were to get it through. And we're delighted, and I'm delighted, that for the sake of the club going forward, it's in good hands.
FFP is still an issue, yeah, though, so it won't allow you just to go out and
It's been an issue now for the best part of 12 months. Yeah. Last year we spent 2 million on transfers, got 20 odd million in. That made us, you know, comply with financial fair play. Mm. So, you know, there's all these stories that was, you know, this, that and the other, but that is the truth of it. We've been under it for a while now. You have to comply with it. We have to try and fix it. That's what the new owners is on the agenda. Of course, we still need 4 or 5 players in. We're 5 or 6 short from the playoff final, and we're doing our utmost that we can do that.
And they want to do it as much as you.
Yeah, they're determined, but they realise that it's not going to be just an instant fix. Last year, I think we put a big sticky plaster over it because we signed John Terry, and everybody got the euphoria of signing somebody like him. Really. Helped everybody. So it's going to be, there's not going to be any short term fixes. The owners have made it pretty clear that they're in it for the long run. They want to make sure that we take Villa back to where they want to get to. And as I said, taking me out of the equation, it's great for the club.
And they want to do it on and off the pitch, you know, in terms of making Villa the best at everything.
I think they want to do that everything, yeah. I mean, they're both very, very successful men in their own right. So I'm sure they'll want the football club to be a success too. That's what usually these people want. And they've been fully supportive. They've been terrific over the last couple of weeks. I've had the pleasure of only meeting them once or twice, but the way they've gone about the business and the way they are can only be very, very good for the club.
Difficult time for you, all the talk about Thierry Henry in the papers. Was there ever a time where you thought, I wonder if my day's coming?
Yeah, I mean, look, there was that much of it, Tom, that I'm thinking to myself, well, is this real? Yeah. The owner assured me that he hadn't spoke to him, that he hadn't made an approach to him. So in the end, you think, you know, even journalism today is not where the standards where you would think. Back in the day, the journalists used to be devastated if they got a story wrong. Now they just write what they want. You know, he's verbally agreed. So I'm thinking, when I meet the owner, well, here you go. So I found that bit disrespectful, I have to say. But within the big scheme of things of what was going on, Tom, I was never really worried about myself. You know, I'm a big boy. I've been in it a long, long time. And, you know, I stressed in the summer when the club was up against it that I would stay, I would try and help it through, because before the new owners came in, we were in a pretty, pretty bad place. And you know, people are losing their jobs left, right and centre. So it's been a difficult, really difficult summer. However, the new season's upon us, and we're starting to talk about football, which is the most important thing that we all want.
Just finally on that, though, the owners made it clear that he was never in their thoughts.
No, never. Now, there's no reason why for him to say that, but that was his opening parting shot with me, was he had mentioned to me on the Friday when they were just taking over that they wanted stability, they wanted me to stay, and then, of course, I wasn't meeting them till the following Wednesday, and all erupted in the press. And there was that much of it out there. I'm thinking, well, maybe it is true, because there was that much of it. But, as I said, even today's standards now by the press, you know, some journalists are not bothered whether they write the right story or not, and I find that disrespectful.
Will you be bringing the new players in? Because obviously Jorge Mendes is around the corner, and we also, you
look,
know,
if Jorge Mendes can bring me the players like he brought Wolverhampton Wanderers down the road, then I'll be absolutely delighted. Let's make no bones about it. But the idea that he's going to run everything is not true. And I think I've been in it 20 odd years. If I'm going to really start that now, then I may as well walk away. Look, if he can recommend, like he has done in the goalkeeper, and we brought the goalkeeper over, you know, then I've got no problem at all. I'm dealing with 10 different agents as we speak now, Tom, you know, on different players. So, you know, where that's come from and people doing that, then again, it's just this awful journalism which creeps around nowadays. And of course, it gets everywhere because of social media, and it just escalates into nonsense.
While all this is going on, you're trying to prepare a team for the opening game at Hull.
Yeah, I mean, in that, I have to say the players who've stayed here and who have worked really, really hard all pre-season, you know, they've got themselves in good shape. We're all ready. We'll be prepared as best we possibly can. We're still short in terms of the squad, because when you look at the playoff team last year, five or six have gone. So, you know, we're up against it again. It's like me starting all over again, Tom. It's like, you know, starting with a clean slate and seeing where we get to.
It's going to be a tough game, though, won't it?
Championship's the championship. Yeah. They're all tough. And 1 of 46, the marathon's about to start. Let's hope we can get it to a better start than we did last year. So we'll be trying our best.
Just finally, you know, at one time it looked like you'd have to sell your players. The dynamics changed now. You haven't got to sell them. How good is that for you with people like Grealish and Chester?
Well, that is the key to it all. Like, nobody wants to sell their best players. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know football. We all know football. And I'm not going to be naive enough to think that, you know, nobody's unbuyable. You know, we've all been it a long time. But at least it puts us in a position now where people are their true worth. And at the moment, I said to James Chester, who's been terrific, and Jack Grealish, look, you know, there hasn't been a bid accepted. And to be fair to Dr. Tony, with the club at heart, he didn't want anybody to nick the players, even though with the financial plight we were in. So it changes the dynamics. We don't want to sell anybody, that's for sure. And we'll do our utmost to keep hold of Jack. But we know the situation from the championship, and you've got a chance to play in the Champions League, you know, is a big pull for the kid. We all know that. So, you know, let's not beat about the bush here. We don't want to sell. If the offer gets high enough, who knows? We might have to.
And at the end of the day, you've been in the game longer. It's players who make the decisions, not the clubs or the buyers.
I remember having a big row with my chairman at Norwich and regretted it, but because he was denying me the opportunity to move to Manchester United.